Hello everyone, Sam Ellard here reporting for Sports Media, and today I'm going to be looking ahead to the Super Sunday. First up we have Arsenal versus Stoke at the Emirates Stadium, then Southampton go to Old Trafford as they take on Manchester United. Two exciting games. I'll start off by speaking about Arsenal against Stoke City. Of course, when they teams met early on in the season, Stoke City beat Arsenal, as they quite often do at the Britannia Stadium. They went 3-0 up, but then Arsenal fought back to 3-2, but Stoke City managed to hold on. But I think at the Emirates Stadium, it's going to be a completely different ball game, a bigger pitch, Arsenal on home soil, not in the cauldron of the Britannia Stadium. And I really do expect Arsenal's class to really shine through. Arsenal have better plays than Stoke City, but we know that Stoke City can make it difficult for them. They'll have 11 men behind the ball throughout the whole game, trying to frustrate Arsenal. And we know that from set pieces, Stoke City can cause Arsenal a threat. They've got some big players, and Arsenal are certainly vulnerable from set pieces. But Arsenal now really need to start getting putting together some winning performances. They're still obviously a way off Chelsea at the top of the Premier League table. And they start, and also, they are 2 points behind Southampton, who are in fourth place. You can't really imagine Arsenal not finishing inside the top four. So, you know, we're over halfway through the season now, Arsenal. These are the type of games that they win, but they've got to start going to tough places away from home and picking up points there. I expect Arsenal to be okay today. I'm going to go for a 2-0 Arsenal win. I think United-Southampton will be a more tighter game. It'll be a better game when the two sides met at St Mary's. United were victorious 2-1 thanks to two Robin van Persie goals. But really, Southampton should have won that game. They were the better team. And when Pele equalised just before half-time, you really thought Southampton in the second half would take the game to United and end up picking up all 3 points. But United managed to stick in and they scored a goal when Van Persie put home Wayne Rooney's free kick. But Southampton passed the ball well in that game, created more chances. David De Gea, who is arguably one of the best goalkeepers in the world now, let alone the Premier League, pulled off a couple of top saves. We know that United are vulnerable at the back. All season they've leaked goals. In recent weeks, to be fair, it has been better, mainly thanks to the brilliance of David De Gea between the sticks. Southampton have got some good players going forward. Obviously, Pele's been brilliant this season. Tadic has a lot of assists under his name. We know that, you know, Morgan Schneiderlin's a top player. And of course, the backs of Southampton have been solid, with Forster in goal and, you know, with Klein and Fonte at the back. They really are solid. So United can be exploited. But obviously, as well as Southampton going forward, when United have players like Di Maria, who is back today for United in the Premier League, Rooney, Falcao, Van Persie, you know, it doesn't matter what team they come up against, they're going to score goals, and they're going to create chances, and I expect them to do the same today. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I have a feeling the well-organised Southampton are going to get something from this game. I think it's going to be 2-2 and a real blockbuster of a game.